from Talking Mouths.
So a while ago, I mentioned my plan to mothball this podcast after I'd shared the oral history of one last Yukon Trail. Some listeners believe this plan was real. Others assumed it was only a cruel joke. To be clear, it was both. And neither. With the recent completion of my episode on Starbucks Revenge, it's finally time to make good on my threat, or promise, depending on your tolerance for oral histories of Yukon trails. And so, I'm wrapping this podcast up with much gratitude to the participants and listeners who've made it such a modest success. So modest that I'm not sure it's actually a success, by any measure. This wasn't an easy decision, but I can no longer maintain the grueling pace of producing one new trail story every 2 years, especially for such a tiny audience. When it comes to podcasting, the big audiences, and therefore the big advertising bucks, are in the true crime genre. And I definitely want a piece of that action. Fortunately, a once-in-a-lifetime story has landed right in my lap.
I will cop to putting the gnome on Starbucks Revenge. Now, there's a mystery there in itself, because that gnome, the next season I went up there and he had been decapitated.
For over a year, local RCMP detectives have been working tirelessly to crack this case, and I have been documenting their efforts every step of the way. With unbelievable access to an ongoing investigation, I've witnessed and recorded the unfolding drama in all its shocking and gruesome detail. And now, I'm finally ready to share it with you in a brand new series. Yes, this podcast is really happening, if you know what I mean. Stay subscribed to hear episode 1 of Gnomicide, Life on the Single Track, coming soon.
Gnomicide, Detective Goodrich.
You better believe it.